Did Donald Trump just have the shortest lived major economic policy in American history? The sweeping, aimless tariffs that he announced with great fanfare on what he called Liberation Day lasted exactly 12 hours. Now his tariff policy is up in the air. What just happened?
I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid.
What he means is that ever since he announced the initial details of the poorly executed tariffs and threw the economy into chaos, billionaires have complained that their profits are in jeopardy. While these may all look like the same man, they're actually many different men, all of them obscenely wealthy and fuming mad, because more than $270 billion was wiped from the net worths of the world's billionaires in a single day. That's who was getting yippy, and that's why Trump pulled back. Not gonna lie, it's kind of fun to watch Trump, the billionaire president with a cabinet full of oligarchs, receive a crash course in who really holds the levers of power in this society, the one group that he can't afford to antagonize, his own fellow billionaires. He's no anti-capitalist, but Trump just landed himself in a role normally reserved for the left, disrupting corporations and provoking the anger of the rich. Even though they have very different political ideas from Trump, the left in places like France, Greece, and Chile has also taken a stand against allowing corporations to do literally whatever they want in the name of the free market. And it often elicits the same reaction, a capital strike, or a threat of one. A capital strike is when billionaires and other corporate elites get yippy about certain policies that hurt their bottom line and stop investing, causing the whole economy to collapse, which typically means politicians lose their jobs. Corporate elites often don't have to outright threaten a capital strike. Economic signals like a tanking stock market say everything you need to know about what's coming. The left has been down this road before and has learned some valuable lessons in how to deal with capital strikes. First, you have to put laws in place limiting corporations' ability to disinvest as punishment. These are called capital controls. And second, you have to have an organized labor movement at your back that can also go on strike, or threaten to. Unionized workers can speak to corporations in the only language they understand, profits. When workers go on strike, they hold corporate profits hostage themselves until their demands are met. Did Trump have either of these things before he pissed off the richest people in the history of the world? Of course not. As a far-right faux populist, Trump's own policies are viciously anti-worker and anti-union to boot. As a result, Trump is completely vulnerable to capital strikes that threaten to tank the economy on his watch and jeopardize his political career. Poor guy really had no option but to cave to the dictates of the corporate elite.